Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by my lovely friends Lydia and Ravs. How are you guys doing? I feel like I'm probably feeling the best right now. I feel like you guys are a bit fucked up.
Fucked up in their head.
I think so, actually, yeah.
So we're recording at 3:30 and Ravs has only just woken up, so...
So last night there was like, yesterday, the whole day, there was like a storm, and I think that gave me like a headache. I don't know how that works, but people were like, oh, you probably have a headache because of the storm. Yeah. So I just had like this headache all day, and I pretty much was in bed all day. And because my head was just fucking killing me. I took the day off streaming and shit. And then I couldn't sleep till like 6 a.m. or something. So I've just woken up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's,
could you not
throw a wrench into all of my plans?
No. Okay.
I should have taken NyQuil that I brought back from America or
drugs.
Codeine or some shit.
You should have done some drugs.
Up,
should have
mate.
Had a little drug for sleep aid.
A little sleepy drug. Could you not sleep because of your headache or because you'd been like just chilling all day and you weren't tired enough?
I think a mixture of both. Mm. Like my headache's pretty much gone. I still hear a little bit, but like, I think because I literally fucked around all day in my bed listening to the rain.
Hello.
I'm like, you know, kind of dead.
That is, I mean, it is like that. It's that premium weather at the moment, which is just like rainy, it's a little bit windy, it's dark basically all the time. It's just like that perfect weekend to just like lie inside and do nothing.
It was really nice.
I love it.
I had beef stew for dinner last night whilst it was raining outside.
Do you know, I made a beef stew last week as well.
You?
I made one last Tuesday. It was really nice.
So comforting during crappy weather.
Did you make a beef stew, Lydia?
I mean, I didn't fucking make it, did I? I just ate it.
Oh, come on. It's not hard. Let's do it. Come on, Lydia. Let's get Lydia cooking.
No, I don't want to.
Still my like, dream. One day, Lydia.
I don't
want to
do it. Don't make me.
Do some cooking.
How are you, Harry?
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling pretty good. It's my fucking birthday tomorrow, and I just don't even feel birthday-y at all.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I forgot about that.
How old are you turning, Harry?
I'm turning 27, which feels like just a very non-age.
No, it's the age you die. It's the 27
Whoa,
club.
That's nice.
The 27 club.
Lydia, you're obsessed with us dying today. Like, fucking... Lydia texted me, are you alive? And I was like, barely, just waking up, and then she responded, oh, I thought you died. I was happy or some shit. I can't remember what you said. And now you're telling Harry he's going to die? Like,
No, wait. There's actual science.
If I actually die this year...
Oh, don't.
Like, fucking, I want someone to sue Lydia.
Oh,
big lawsuit. Because Lydia will have done it.
No. Like, there's logic. I mean, with Rabs, it was malicious hatred. But with Harry, it's logic. Because the 27 Club, it's like famously when a lot of rock stars died. Like...
I have been living like a fucking
rock star. You do so much heroin. Like Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse. Like they all died when they were 27.
Harry is known for his massive heroin.
My massive heroin times. I mean, they don't call it Harry for nothing, you know. That's
exactly.
It's literally named after me.
Exactly.
So yeah, I don't know. I went out with my family. That was nice.
Aww.
It was nice to do that for birthday times. But it's weird. I feel like I'm getting to those ages. I'm certainly in those ages now where you just... I don't care as much as I used to. They all don't mean as much, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
It is just ticking closer to 30, though.
Fuck off. Fuck off. And
you turned 30, didn't you, Ravs? How old
no,
are you?
No, I'm 29. I have one precious year of my 20s left.
Ugh.
And I'm using it to fucking sleep till 3 p.m.
I'm kind of excited to turn 30. I feel like that's like, I don't know, I feel like that's proper adulting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How's that going for you, Liz?
It's not great. I'm looking at you just like, nah, nothing changes. If anything, you just feel worse about the fact that you are not proper adulting.
No.
It's just more pressure to be better. But yeah, I hate you both. And
how are you feeling?
I feel a bit sickly. Maybe it's because I'm approaching my mid-30s, that my body...
You're basically done.
My body, it can't... It's like a fucking gust of wind just takes me out. I can't handle anything anymore. But so happy to be here, surrounded by these young'uns to keep me fresh.
This young, fresh meat.
These young, fresh boys.
Your blood boys. It is that time of year where you do just feel a bit run down, though. You know, ugh, the days get shorter, the weather changes... It's if you're going to get ill, you're going to get
it's
ill
now.
This time.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
the, yeah, exactly.
That wintry cold.
Well, I hope all our listeners are staying safe, staying warm, enjoying some coziness. They're probably not. They're probably listening to this on like a horrible, wet, you know, Tuesday morning. They're going on their bus to work and it's fucking, they're all sodden and it stinks. And there's some yappy dog next to this. Fucking awful.
That'll add to sent in pictures of him listening and the tractor's probably getting like weather beaten and stuff.
No, he's
like,
getting mad bitches because he's fucking, he's harvested all his wheat.
This is like
base time as a farmer. You're
he's
like
just,
harvest
he's
season
just
done.
Throwing blades of wheat.
Racks of wheat.
Yeah.
Buying a new combine, you know, it's good times.
Good
times to be a farmer right now.
Yeah, to be fair.
Should we get into a question then?
Let's do it.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'll kick us off. Oh no, you've been soaked in radioactive goop. And I sorry, the word goop reminds me of fucking, what's her name? That stupid fucking woman's brand.
Oh, Goop. The vagina.
Fucking...
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Coldplay's wife.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop candles.
Yeah.
Fuck, she's ruined the word Goop, and Goop is one of the best words.
No. She also sells, like, crystal straws and, like, special mist spray and stuff for your children's auras.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she's not
she
good.
She has, like, a spray for naughty children.
Shut up. Like, it's just acid.
It's her vagina. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
No.
It's a crazy idea. Sorry. It says, oh, no, you've all been soaked in radioactive goop and have developed superpowers, but with side effects.
Uh-oh.
What superpower would each of you pick and what side effects would the other two give you? Oh,
that's a good question.
Oh, it's a good one. Okay. I feel like I know what my superpower is because ever since I was a kid, I feel like I just always wanted to have it. And I just, any form of flight, like I wish I could fly. It would be so amazing. It doesn't have to be like super quickly. It could be like, you know, 30 miles an hour. It doesn't have to be like super speed.
Okay.
But just being able to fly and see the world from that point of view and just travel easily through flight. I just feel like any kind of flying around is amazing. And I'd love it. It'd be amazing.
Okay. All right. So me and Ravs have
That's
to choose
one.
Like a side effect of this ability
to
fly.
How are you
going to
ruin my childhood dreams flying around as a super fan?
Okay. Do you want to take the first side effect, Lids?
I don't know whether to go down like the humiliating route, like you violently shit yourself every time you like take off, or the kind of practical route that sort of ruins it, like every 5 seconds you have to land and touch ground, so like you can never go far away because like over the water
no
you just fucking
transatlantic flights for you, Harry.
Wait, but can I metagame that by just carrying like a little jar of dirt with me, or does it like it have to be?
No, it's got to be part of the earth's crust.
Fuck's sake, that would be just that ruins it. Yeah. I always feel like I would never use it.
It's so annoying. Every 5 seconds you've got to go down and go doop, and then go again. All right, I'm doing that. Get fucked, Harry.
I'll just be bunny hopping around. It would be fucking awful. It's an awful superpower. Okay, sure. So is that what you're doing? I have to go down every 5 seconds.
Right.
What else are you adding to that, Ravs?
Okay. You can fly for a little bit longer. Like I'm talking like maybe 10 minutes before. No, I'll give you 20 minutes before touching ground, so but only if you fly completely nude, not holding anything.
Oh, brilliant. You got to have your dong out. It's just so over.
I think I'd do that because, what, if I'm going, let's say we went for what I said, 30 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
30 miles an hour isn't very quick, actually, is it?
You're not really getting that far in 20 minutes, Harry.
You're not getting very far. You're shopping with that.
Yes, you're literally just flying naked over Bristol and coming home again.
In 20 minutes, I'd go, what, like 10 miles?
You really wouldn't
I'd go 10
very
miles
far.
Or 30 miles an hour. That's like, you make it to Bath. That's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? Because then what? The police, like, fucking mate, why are you naked? And then I just be like, fuck you, I'm going to Bath. And fly over to Bath.
Would you rather just get the train and not have to be naked?
Yeah, I probably would. It's not even that long a train.
Suppose you could make this work. You could eventually like get a property in Bath that like is the exact measure of distance of how far you can fly.
Yeah.
But you just look up houses that are in your exact naked flight path and like land there and change clothes.
Okay. Yeah. Work the system.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I think Rams was kind to me there. I feel like that helped redeem it. Lydia just crippled
well,
all
I,
of my superpower.
I was That's kind like, to you,
the
but
the side
I,
effect is you don't have a superpower.
I was kind to you, but I still gave you like, you know, some police intrigue and also, you know, just always constant fear that who are you going to show your dick to, you know?
Oh, but I feel like the thing is once you've done it once, it's just, it's done, you know, it's out there.
Yeah.
But I'm the only guy that flies around.
You couldn't be like flying over any schools or anything, mate, or they'd be taking you down.
I was about to say, like, you'd have to be careful what flight path you're taking. You can't exactly. go over any schools or anything.
Yeah, no one
my maiden
any
flight out of a school playground. No, Harry, no. It's just a big clear area, Rav, so I just want some takeoff room.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice.
That almost feels like a fun one as well. You need like a clear strip for takeoff. You need to do a little like 5 minute jog before you can fly.
The fuck, just me jogging around Queen Square.
Naked.
Honestly, that would be a funny side effect. Is you can't fly, you can just run upwards. You just have to jog. Just me jogging through the air, just fucking knackered.
The least majestic
thing ever. I can't jump to Bath.
I like that.
I'm not good actually, but yeah, fuck. Okay, nice. All right, who wants to go next? Has anyone got a burning superpower they've always wanted?
No picking of the fucking bullshit like you can manipulate probability shit, right? Because that's just like OP.
My superpowers, I get multiple superpowers.
I can make anything happen with 100% probability.
Nothing too broken.
I think I've always been, because I'm very lazy, between teleport and invisibility. I don't know which one I would pick.
Whenever anyone says invisibility, I always think, you dirty fucking pervert. I know exactly what you want. I know why you want to be invisible, you dirty boy.
Because I don't want people to talk to me.
Because I'm socially awkward.
Because like, why else do you really need to be invisible other than just fucking creep on people?
Stealth. Getting away from shit.
Like what?
Stealing.
You're not... Stealing. So you'll take up the life of crime.
Yeah, I mean, stealing is like...
I would do crimes if I had invisibility.
Well, again, I've always... Okay, are you going for invisibility?
No, you know what? I'm going to pick teleporting.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, that could be so easily fucked with. Okay, invisibility.
Teleporting. You always teleported to a school naked. Yeah.
Invisibility.
Okay.
That's my pick.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the side effect will be, sure, you go invisible, but that doesn't mean anything that touches you or is on you also goes invisible.
Bye, my life of crime.
The thing is, this would be great because Rams would be like, okay, cool, I'll just shuffle from my bedroom and go out. But your glasses, just fucking...
I don't need my glasses. I'm all right.
Okay. Sure, I mean, it'd be hard to commit crimes when the gold bar is just floating through the air.
The Prince Albert, yes.
The Prince Albert is just dangling there. Yeah, I like that. I feel like nothing you touch also becomes invisible. It's just you.
Okay, then I have to learn cybercrime. That's fine. I'll just like...
Why is being invisible?
Can it help when you're on the internet?
Outside his computer, invisible. Yes, they can't see me.
I sneak into a big bank and into the back offices and I use a keyboard invisibly to transfer myself lots of money.
Oh, that is a cool... That's like a cool scene in a movie.
As if
like
you the, fucking yeah. know how to do themselves. That. You at the bank, I'd, like, no, but I'd have to, what's the password?
I'd have to spend a lot of time invisible watching the people do all their shit. You know?
And then you put
I'm
it
invested,
in...
I,
Raps, you
I'm
put
sorry,
it into...
hold on. Parried.
Look, yeah, you'd put it into your bank account and they'd be like, where's all the money gone? Oh, it's gone to a man named Ravs. Let's arrest him.
If they can find me.
Oh, but I feel like you could do so much fun shit, just like, you know, sneak into the back of McDonald's and just like eat a burger while no one's looking.
True,
you know
what I mean?
Just like, shit like that. Like, you never pay for food again. Just go to the supermarket, like, eat a banana, like, done.
So you're using, you have this one magical opportunity to have a superpower and you're doing it to eat a Mackey's burger and a banana.
Fuck, but yeah, okay, you could also...
That would be the best tasting burger in my life.
I still think not be able to interact with stuff, and well, like, you know, not really be able to interact with stuff, you could still just do loads of dope shit. Just like, you know, you could just go stand in a room with, like, I guess the Queen's dead, but the King. You could just, like, go to a movie set and just stand around and just watch. You could go and, like, experience so much cool
I'd
stuff.
I'd be too tempted to act.
What? With the King? Those fingers. Those yes. fingers are looking nice.
Yes, that is what I meant.
He's like going to knight. He's going to like knight someone, and you're like there in front of him, in his, like kneeling down, like, yes, it's me too.
No, I would,
I'm
like,
in
grab,
all these movies.
I'd, like, grab the sword and make him go a little too down.
My God.
Fuck's sake.
I'm trying to think of
okay,
wait, I've not been,
I've
not been nerfed by Lydia
I'm
yet.
I'm trying to
so
think of
see.
One. So invisible, so Harry's made it so you have to be naked all the time and you can't really get away with that much shit because you can't carry stuff. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of something which like some kind of putrid smell, but I guess if you're invisible, then no one knows it's you.
Oh, wait, I mean, I have a second
All right,
one.
you go, I'll pretend it's mine.
Every time that you're invisible, you have to shout, Ravs, I'm Ravs and
yeah,
I'm invisible.
I was thinking something like that. Like a sound player has to go off. So it's like alerting everyone of your existence.
Just Ravs trying to sneak into the locker room. I'm Ravs, I'm invisible.
Changing my name.
Change his name. I don't know. I feel like there's got to be a better one than that.
I know, it is invisibility. I'm sure our listeners will have some good things to counter it, but it does feel harder to try and make it not as appealing.
I mean, you could make it like you can only be invisible while you're urinating.
Oh,
so
there's some
to go invis, you have to piss,
thing.
And the invisibility lasts for the duration of the piss.
That's great. You have to be pissing.
Just running through this movie set, pissing, trying to get in shot. Just piss, just appearing out of thin air.
Yes, this is good, and he's got to be naked as well, so he's just pissing everywhere.
Then just this water jug just like appears.
Then
and
I
just
would
like
start watching lots consumed. Of movies because you know you never do longer pisses than after the cinema.
That's true.
True.
You know, the cinema piss is the longest piss. That would I would just see movies all the time and pick my windows.
It would also be so weird if you're just like at a urinal stool next to Ravs. He just starts pissing. He goes invis. All of the clothes are still there. Piss is coming out. And then he's just like, ah, I'm done. And just reappears.
I'd find a way to make it work.
I think it would still be pretty good.
Yeah, that's a big nerf. That's
yeah,
a big nerf.
It is a big nerf.
My liquid and water consumption would be through the roof, though.
Yeah. I think you could do it. What, okay. I mean, what was your biggest dream? To rob a bank?
Probably.
I mean, it's still doable. It's just going to be fucking... I mean, the thing is, all you need to actually do is to be invisible on the getaway, right?
Or yeah, also, it's also in. A safety thing, you know? I'm like walking home and a group of lads are like, oi, bruv, give me them shoes. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then I just start stripping off and pissing and, you know, as I would
like
do
that
normally.
That would scare them away anyway.
As I would do normally... Oh, fuck, I'd have to take my shoes off. This is actually I'm fucked now.
Yeah.
I'm getting,
imagine
I'm
how painful
rubbed.
It'd be constantly walking around with no shoes on.
True. No, but then I'd get like really hard calloused feet, you know?
I think...
I'd be like one of those bros that are like, yo, you should like be barefoot and embrace the earth, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, also, can you just like... can you like kind of lag switch the piss? And like, so, you know, just like flicker it so that you just cut phase in and out of invis. Is there like some fade duration on it?
Yeah, you can stop the stream of your piss, right? I could do that and no problem.
I would count that as still one piss. You probably should stay invis. I think that's allowed. I think you're allowed to do that and you stay invis.
Yeah, if I can hold the piss in,
well, after in my starting, pee-pee,
after starting for long enough, so I'd be at great discomfort, but I could be invis.
I think I'd allow that.
Every now and then, just a little.
It comes out. A little bit of blood comes out.
I put my DNA everywhere. Fuck.
Is your piss on the police records? Could they match you up?
I guess after my big bank heist.
Certainly will be
after
the first bank robbery.
I
feel like that's redeemed it a little bit.
Okay. I'll just hold my pee a bit.
Yeah. Let's give us your superpower.
You're going to get hard fucking nerfed, Lydia, after the shit you've done to us.
Harry did all that to you. I did fuck
you
all
did
to
the
you.
5 foot flight for me. That's fucking awful.
5 second, actually. Not five. You can go as far as you want in those.
Five seconds. 30 miles an hour is nowhere.
So mine immediately, I was thinking teleportation because that's banging. Because I'm not obviously going to do that because the rest has done it. But like the idea of just being like, I want to go to New Zealand and clicking your fingers and being in New Zealand. Would be fantastic. But like Rav said, I feel like that can be nerfed so hard. I don't know. I'm torn. Like time travel would be, is that like a superpower? Being able to travel through time?
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
It's like a mega superpower,
All right, just for interests, to keep it interesting, because I feel like you can probably do similar things to teleportation that you can to like going invisible and stuff. Time travel. How are you going to nerf my time travel superpower?
Oh God, there's got to be some fun ones you can do on this. I feel like something along the lines of like, you can only time travel to it if you can see a picture of where you want to go. Do you know what I mean? Like some limitation that makes it harder for you to just be able to like, go back in time 100 years. Like you can only go back to then like key events or something,
so
I don't know.
Could she go to like a cave and see like a cave painting?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, TP
maybe
back
that's
then.
An interesting one. Because yeah, I guess time travel, right? It doesn't mean that you're going to suddenly, I'm time traveling back to, you know, see Caesar. Okay, cool. Well, you're still going to be in England in the middle of nowhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like where is he?
Yeah, like where is he? So I feel like that maybe that's the limitation I put on it is like, usually time travel includes like some teleportation. It's like, no, straight up, all you can do is just, oh, maybe that's even funner, is you can only wind backwards. You can only wind backwards for where you are. There's no going forwards.
Oh my God.
You can only go backwards.
No, I'm gone forever. God.
So like, would you even time travel?
No, you never would.
I mean, potentially I'd do it by like, I don't know, 10 minutes, or just relive a little thing.
Yeah, if you did something embarrassing and you're like,
have an amazing meal, relive it again.
Your phone would be really overpowered because then you could just look at like a photo of a fun night out and just go back.
Yeah. I mean, you could win the lottery.
You could win the lottery. Yeah. You could save lives.
Oh my God. You'd be creating quick saves, man, with your photos. You'd just be like, oh my God, this was actually pretty good. Bang. Okay, let's put on the lottery number, take a photo of your ticket. That
go
was
back
wrong.
In time.
Tech, just keep doing it until
it's fine. You go back in time, but then you have to live through the life again, right?
So you wouldn't want
to
go that far back otherwise.
You wouldn't want to go that far back because then you wouldn't have much life left.
Yeah, because it would be like in a game where you fucking forgot to save for like 50 hours and you'd be like,
I've got to do all this all again. Also, I mean, it's just overpowered because you could like, then you start to manipulate reality, right? Because you could see what would happen if you did one decision, go back in time and do another decision. Like it almost turns into like Life is Strange or whatever, where you just keep rewinding and get the outcome you want. So it's like such an overpowered thing.
I like the one of, it doesn't include teleportation, which I feel like it's just like a asterisks on time travel just to make it not teleportation.
So you have to,
the side effect of you can only go backwards. Which is where you are.
Oh,
you've
got to physically travel to that place and then go back.
And then go backwards.
I see what you mean now.
From there, you can then say, oh, I'm going back 1 year and 2 days and 1 hour. Boom.
Okay, that definitely makes it harder because I think, when you imagine that time travel, you imagine that you just are in that place, but you have to physically
That includes teleportation then, right? Which I feel like then's really broken.
Yeah.
So like time manipulation, I guess, is more it.
Time
right?
manipulation, yeah.
But you're only nice. I still think it's pretty good. You can still win the lottery instantly.
I mean, that's better than fucking old invisible Ravs running around with gold blocks pissing everywhere. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's not that bad. It's really still pretty fucking good, Lydia.
I'm getting rich, way richer, way easier, and yeah. I'm not breaking the law.
And I just think even like the things you would get greedy with it.
Oh yeah,
like you'd I'll do 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Oh, you know, best sex of my life, let's relive it. You know, best meal of my life, let's relive it. Like, but that shit fucking adds up. You're suddenly reliving your life.
What if?
That's hours. That's days.
What if you actually? But you only get a real lifespan to do that. Like every time you go back and use up 10 minutes, that's 10 minutes of your lifespan used up.
So you'll die
a lot earlier.
Oh, you'll die. Oh, double speeds it.
Yeah, like okay. So you're using up your lifespan to go back and do stuff.
Some like equivalent exchange bullshit.
It's an exchange that would make it because then you'd be less inclined to do it because you'd
I actually think this is a really interesting version of time travel. I'd watch a movie.
Yeah,
on.
This is great. This is super interesting.
Do you want to add a modifier, Ravs?
Yeah. Every time you do time travel back, something just gets a little bit weirder every time. It's like a butterfly effect.
Fun.
Maybe you travel back, you do it 5 times, then that 5th time you've went back to that fun night out you had in a nightclub, suddenly people have frog tongues.
You're thinking of that Simpsons episode, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where Homer has the toaster and every time and it goes like back, it changes.
Everything everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
In the weird universes.
You effectively end up every couple of times in a different multiverse and you're just stuck there.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because you end up in just this fucked... The thing is, especially if you're doing lots of little increments, I feel like you wouldn't notice, but it would slowly like... You'd be like, man, it's strange. Was Harry always a fish man? And I'm like... We're like, I feel like it's normal.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, well, not cool, but like a good one that something sort of changes.
Yeah, because there's fun things that happen there and then there's sad things that happen there, you know, like...
Yeah.
You can just come back and like your dad is Tommy Wiseau or something. Like, I don't know, like crazy shit.
Oh my God.
Oh no, the Nazis won. Oh no.
That's
a really bad one.
Oh no, Mecca Boris is PM now.
Oh, God.
He's eternal. Tories forever.
No.
I feel like we were fucking nice on Lydia. I don't really understand how that's happened after saying we were going to be mean.
Actually, like it's pretty cool.
How come the two of us have ended up nerfed and we have to be naked and Lydia's actually kind of got a fun one?
I've got some cool shit going on in my life. Get fucked. I felt like if I said teleportation, everyone's just going to be like, whenever you get somewhere, you will immediately evacuate your entire bowels everywhere.
Jesus.
What would, let's do teleportation together.
Okay.
Let's add a negative to it.
I would parry that by being like, okay, I instantly teleport to a toilet in New Zealand.
Yeah. Okay, so you immediately... Okay, but then I guess a parry would be you're never allowed to... You have to teleport somewhere which is in a public space with other people.
At least 10 people can see it or something.
Yeah.
Smell it.
I feel like my... mine for teleportation would be it doesn't actually teleport you, it makes a duplicate of you.
So
there's still a you that just continues to live its life when you teleport, but then you're also then duplicated and suddenly appear. Let's say Lydia's going to New Zealand right now. Lydia continues to do the podcast, but other Lydia's in New Zealand thinking, yeah, that's great.
Oh,
and
that
eventually that just becomes a chaotic problem of there's like 50 of you around the world. And maybe that's great. Maybe that's bad. Who knows?
But then I'm going hive mind mode, you know, I'm about to be mugged again. And then I just teleport in a line next to each other and create
thing.
An army of Ravses.
Oh, but then Ravs, they all have to go live their lives. There's then 20 Ravses who think they live in your flat. Like, do you know what I mean? Like the problems with this become pretty like crazy.
I feel like that's been a storyline as well, where then every, in like a movie or a TV show, probably multiple times, where every clone essentially thinks that they're the real one. So it becomes this trippy dystopian thing about who is the real one and how do you stop this problem?
I mean, it'd be a nightmare, right? Imagine just Christmas. All the clones come back to fucking mum's house.
Oh my God.
Like, the fuck is that going on? There's 1,000 of them because they've all been off creating their own clones.
I'm pretty sure that's an episode of Futurama. Bender clones himself and then all his clones make clones of themselves and there's just like the endless population of Bender and it's just a fucking
nightmare.
It'll
be so annoying. Your bedroom will be instantly filled with other Lydias doing things like, get out of here, get out,
this is my room. I'm the original.
Would the clones also have teleport powers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God, I mean, they just duplicate. They would just take over the world.
The world would be destroyed as we know it, just be sunk with Lydias.
You'd have to like write a note and then teleport.
Oh, tattoo yourself. Oh, wait, but then the tattoo gets teleported.
You write a note, you say, "Dear Liddy, you're about to just be sat here and I'm going to be in New Zealand. Don't fucking teleport till I'm back and then we'll figure out what to do."
You can have your holiday when I'm back from my holiday.
Yeah, but that's going to make another Lydia who we're going to have to figure out. But then, some of us are going to have to go to work.
Wait, but then this is trippy because then you're not actually teleporting.
No.
My consciousness isn't going to New Zealand.
No.
So what's the point?
Is it? I don't know, but is it?
Well, no.
You don't know because our Lydia doesn't know that.
We're teleporting.
Lydia who teleports
there,
doesn't know that has all your experiences.
Oh, it gets a bit trippy though, isn't it? Because what? So I am teleporting and I'm leaving a clone behind.
What am I talking to, real Lydia or clone Lydia right now?
Well,
we don't know. All right, that's my fucking wanky modifier.
You could fuck yourself as well. It's another thing, you know.
That's
you're
crazy.
Lying,
that
you're just
that's
lying
a crazy
bed
bonus.
At night. You're
that's
like, hot. Oh geez, oh man.
And just then teleport
you
just to the other side of the bed, and
to
there's
the
another
other side
you.
Of the bed, and another bed, and you look at yourself, and you're like, "What up, baby?"
Doesn't that happen in like The Time Traveler's Wife or something? Or is that, am I thinking of some other pornographic thing that
probably some, yeah.
Does he fuck himself?
Oh, but then you would have like the fucking post-nut depression that you've just created a clone of yourself and that they think that they live here. They literally wouldn't leave.
Oh, they'd never
go.
Would
you like just have a gun and just like kill the clone when you're done?
Oh my god. Yeah, I guess you would. You'd just kill him.
But like, what are you doing with these bodies?
Well, that
these,
would
like,
be harrowing endless... though, because then like you'd be taking your fucking corpse out to the bins.
Oh my god.
Again, this sounds like a crazy movie script.
And then you'd all try to kill each other. Like, you wouldn't be the only one having
true.
That thought.
But, the thing
everyone
is, you'd constantly
would.
Be teleporting away as they're trying to kill you, but that would be making more of you.
It'd be a fucking catastrophe.
Nightmare. Right. That's actually a nightmare for you. I feel like you'd never teleport.
No, it's too scary. Yeah. You'd never do it. Ever.
Yeah. Because the moment you start, you instantly have thousands of them.
Yeah.
No, I just become like, we are Legion. You know, I would become like a hive mind and I would just create millions of me.
Millions of rabs.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just
God,
like...
What a nightmare.
Thousands of me in every country. Like, there's
all
nothing
invisible,
people
pissing
can do
in a bank.
Eating a Mackey's.
It's awful.
We are Legion. We are piss.
We are Legion. We are piss. Wow, what a great question.
What a good one. Thank you.
That was a fun one.
That. Great little question. My God, we've spent so
long
on
that
question.
Okay, yeah.
All right, let's do another question, then maybe we'll call that, because that was a really long question. Mm. God, great question, though. I like questions like that.
It's
big
good.
Fan.
It's good.
Big fan of that.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Are we ready for question two, guys?
Yep.
Yeah. Let's do
it. Okay. Well, this one is a little Patreon question, guys. We got it. And I'd like to do another little shout out because I believe we've had maybe a new patron / maybe two new patrons in the form of Texas Red and Tarquin Fleshingtonsberry. So it's very possible that was their name. It's very possible that they may have sent this question. We sent it. We've still not... you know, figured out all the kinks and stuff with Patreon. But we did put a little call to arms today that if you send in a question while we're recording, we'll answer it. And here it is. We've got one.
I think that certainly will be one of the tiers, right? Is we'll get Patreons to send us in questions. But at the moment, it's just
absolutely
all of them.
And so, once we're ahead enough on our schedule, we'll start putting up maybe a bonus episode or something. I don't know.
I think that's likely to happen, yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We're still working out the kinks. But anyway, question two, Patreon question. Thank you, lovely patrons. Hey there, triple zeros. I've got a roomie issue that I just can't crack. You see, my roommate is a pretty smart guy. He's a writer, and he can always go on long tangents of thrilling discussion when prompted. However, there's a problem with his vocabulary. He says these nuts a lot, and it always throws me off, and I clam up. I've written it down, and in one day he has said these nuts over 30 times in one day.
Oh my God.
Sometimes it's just a simple statement to, like, do you want any pizza? In which he says, do you want these nuts? How do I break it to him that his nuts aren't the answer to every question? And is there anything I can say to get the last word?
Oh,
what a tricky,
I feel like this question is just aimed at me.
I mean,
like, I've got a shocking vocabulary.
You know what, Harry? I literally thought of you when this I was thinking, it's like Harry says the same thing all the time.
I mean, I feel like it's not to give your roommate an excuse, but I feel like it might be kind of a, you know, people have like words or things they do to kind of like fill the gap in an air while they think, or because they're feeling awkward or whatever. I feel like it might be one of those. It, or just, you know, his brain isn't engaged when he's listening to you, and it's just an automated response. That being said, the example is him literally doing a D's nuts joke in context. So I don't know if it is that. And also the fact that he's like a smart guy and a writer makes it even worse. I feel like, have you just got to move him on to the next thing? Is that it?
This,
you know, you got to like feed him a meme that you now find funny?
Well, this is a Key and Peele sketch. Maybe you should send him the Key and Peele sketch of this, because there's literally an entire sketch where...
Really?
Yeah, there's a, you know, Key and Peele doing a comedy skit, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh my God, your father's died. And he's like, my father's died with my nuts on his chin and stuff like that. And the guy just keeps saying these nuts, like, even at the funeral and shit. And it just it gets too much.
How does he deal with it? What's the solution?
He finally convinces the person to stop, and then when the person stopped doing it, he in fact turned into a D's nuts person.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't want that.
Curse passes.
You don't want to become a D's nuts person. I feel like try and move him on to the next thing, mm-hmm. or just like really kindly and subtly call him on it.
Well, you could, I have chaos answer. You could say, yes. Yes, I want those nuts.
Oh,
say that every time.
Oh no,
that's
fucking
a good one.
That's
actually
crazy.
That will break them.
Whip those nuts out, because they probably don't want you to be on their nuts.
Yes, just say yes. Show me.
Just say yes. Show me your nuts, and then
yes.
I mean,
show me
it's
your
nuts. If it was like a power move,
mm-hmm. it is.
I don't know. Lydia, how would you fix it?
Oh, I'm just trying to imagine if... I guess, again, it always harks back to, like, what is your like, relationship with this person? If you're really good mates and they just kept doing it, I would be like, oh, my God, shut the fuck up. Stop saying these nuts. It's so fucking annoying. Like, I would just tell them to shut the fuck up. But if you don't... If it's not that kind of friendship and you can't...
I feel like they are friends.
Yeah.
I feel like I read this as, like, they're mates.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I would,
He's got respect for him because he's... Be kind of compliments him quite a lot at the beginning of the question.
Yeah. So maybe just be like, oh my God, dude, shut the fuck up. Or I don't know. I probably would say something if it started to drive me insane.
But I feel like you gotta drop little bombs before that.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, instantly like, it really fucking annoys me. Like, don't like make it awkward.
You say it in a jokey way. I mean it in a very like loving, you know, a loving jokey way. Not in a you're fucking annoying me kind of way, but in a hoo-hoo, silly goofy kind of I'm annoyed way.
You know, put like a jar out, like a D's nuts jar, and every time he says it, you got to put a quid in.
That's a good
motherfucker farming money for charity.
That's great, actually. Get a little jar, put D's nuts on it, ale, and then every time he says it, he's got to put a quid in there.
Yeah, make a swear jar.
There's also like that Dr. Manhattan movie. You've seen that one? It's like setting up the Ligma joke. He's like, it's Ligma, and then the guy says, what's Ligma? And he just shouts, Steve Jobs, and then like incinerates him. Maybe you should just start yelling Steve Jobs.
Yeah, well, come up with your own version of the D's nuts answer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like an anti-fun, just every time he says D's nuts, just scream like...
Fuck, that is actually that's a great solution.
Shit.
Just yell Steve Jobs at him, and he just never explain it. Don't ever explain it.
Never explain. Just say Steve Jobs.
Just be annoying back, basically.
Make sure he really doesn't like it. Make sure he really doesn't enjoy it.
Could you hit him back with the candies? Candies, you know.
Can this dick fit in your mouth?
Yeah.
Just shouting Ligma at him after he says these nuts is like a fucking awful. Ligma or candies? Yeah, just. God.
But then I feel like you're just starting a war, and that war is only going to get worse and more annoying, and it's just going to escalate.
Yeah, I feel like a combination of all of these attacks will probably solve it.
Say it before he says it, so you ruin it. Like, as soon as he starts to say it, say, wait, what was the pizza one?
Blue ball him. Yeah. Blue ball him knees nuts.
He wants, oh yeah, was it, how do I, do you want knees nuts? As soon as he starts saying it, do you want knees nuts? Do you want these nuts? Say it before
him. Before him.
Before he has the chance.
Do you want some pizza these nuts?
Ooh. You know? And then you said it. Nice. He's like, oh, I was going to say it. And you're like, no. Too late, bitch. And then you take away his fun and his joy.
Yeah, make it not fun for them.
Yeah.
And they will stop doing it.
Yeah.
That's like classic way to get
Smash
out.
Smash their soul.
What a funny problem to have, though.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Patreon. Appreciate
Patreon
it.
Patreon friend.
Yeah, be sure if you're a Patreon, send in some questions when we request them. We'll probably do it quite last minute, so keep your email notifications on or support, whatever.
If you want to support Patreon, it's patreon.com/zerodegrees.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. We got that URL, Pog.
Pog, Pog, Pog. Thank you to the little Patreons. Should we do one more real short question? Well,
should we do a random roulette? Could be a fun one.
But it just can land usually, on such big mega ones.
It might land on a little baby, though.
I'm loading up random.org. We're doing it.
Okay, we're doing it.
We're doing it. Okay. Right. So we get the numbers in. Lydia, it's your question, so you got to find it.
Yep.
It is number 502.
502. One of my friends got married a couple of days ago. However, I wasn't invited and I feel like I should have been. We've been friends for 10 years and I would hang out in Discord with all the other people from our friend group pretty frequently. I know there's an issue with how many guest weddings can have, especially at the moment with COVID, but I think he should have handled this a lot better. A bunch of us were at an impromptu party at another friend's house when he handed out the invites, but he handed them out as he was leaving, which was pretty late. Some of us, myself included, were pretty drunk. So the next morning, as I'm leaving, I don't remember the fact that I wasn't explicitly given an invitation. I'm the last one to leave and there's an invite on the table. Naturally, I assume it's mine. There were no names on the invite. A few days later, when I text him to RSVP, is when I find out that I wasn't invited. Oh. I had been super excited for the wedding ever since they got engaged, as I've never been to a wedding before. We haven't spoken since, but I'll surely see him the next time someone in the group has a party. So what do I do?
That is so awkward.
That is
very awkward.
Yeah, that's not
I'm so
time.
Sorry. That's fucking so awkward. Holy shit.
Oof. That's a big oof.
I mean, at the end of the day, you can't really do anything, can you? It's their decision. It's their wedding.
It's their wedding, yeah. You can't really... There's not much
I mean, I think they must have known that's going to be damaging to that friendship forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's a small thing, but it clearly means a lot to you, and clearly you thought you were closer than that. That's fucking brutal, though.
It's hard, because, like, I guess there's, like, yeah, both sides of the coin. Weddings are very expensive, and depending on how they're doing their wedding, every single person you invite can be, like, another £100 you have to spend, especially if you then have to give them a plus one. It's 200 quid, all their food and drink and, you know, like, everything costs money. So maybe they've had to be incredibly cutthroat and each give each... Or maybe it's a very small venue and they're only allowed, you know, 10 guests each, and it's really fucking shit, but... You know, he's chosen some other people over you. Saying that, I just feel like if you're inviting people, don't split a group up. Don't give the invitations out.
Whoever's done that is an idiot.
He's a fucking idiot. Like, he shouldn't have given the invitations out when other people were there. He wasn't inviting. Like, he must have known that this would have a bad consequence. And you are entirely in your right to be upset and actually kind of want to just distance yourself a bit because you're sad. Like, I can absolutely see both sides of the coin with this one.
I feel like you got to speak to some of your other mates about it. Like, I feel like just so they understand or something. I feel like it'd be very weird to not mention anything.
Yeah.
God, that is a dick move, handing out the invites when there's people there that want
to invite. Yeah, that's pretty scummy. Also, who does it in person? Like, fucking mail it to them or some shit?
Yeah,
you mail it to them. You mail it to them for that exact reason.
Well, exactly. And don't do it when the people there you haven't invited there. And also, if you're doing that, message your mate and say, look, I'm so sorry. I can't invite you to the wedding as whatever. I can't afford it.
Oh, my God.
There's not enough space.
I've just cracked the case.
What?
This was Ron.
Oh, my God. Throwback.
Is this Ron?
This was Ron.
No.
Wait, was it that
it's got to be.
No, but wasn't Ron the whole thing is that he did it when his mates were on holiday and that was his dick move.
Oh, he's going to be getting married though, but I feel like
if this is the same wedding,
this is in the same timeline.
Not the same person, but this is Ron's wedding.
Lydia's time traveled back and fucked this up, and this is Ron's wedding
as well.
What
have you done past, Lydia?
No. Mm-hmm. For anyone who's wondering what the fuck we're talking about, make sure to check out the Ron episode.
Like episode 3. Yeah. I don't even know. It's so long ago. Yeah.
Ages ago. But yeah,
I feel awful. I hope you feel all right. Don't beat yourself up on it. It's an awkward situation, and I hope equally you can just, you know, move past it and be like, eh, fuck it. You know, weddings, it sucks to not go, but
you've never been to one. Weddings can be very fun, but they can also be a bit of a faff. You know, you got to get your suit all looked out and shit, or if you don't have a suit, you have to buy it. Oh, fuck, I need like some new dress shoes or some shit. And then like you go and you got to get them like a gift or whatever. You know, it can be a bit of a faff. Sometimes people get married really far away and it's super fucking annoying to get to their venue.
Yeah.
You know, it can be a bit of a faff. And the actual wedding ceremony itself is so boring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't have to sit through endless speeches. They can be really boring when you're like, I didn't really know the person that well. I'm fucking just boring as hell.
I don't know this person very well. I don't even know her dad, and her dad's talking about them. And I'm just like, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you might have dodged the bullet. Yeah. You know?
Maybe the wedding was shit.
Exactly. It'll be a shit wedding anyway. Yeah. Fuck
exactly.
Em.
Fuck them.
They'll get divorced anyway. There'll be another wedding in a little bit.
If they're handing out fucking invites at a party where people are drinking, then what kind of wedding is it going to be?
True. Yeah. True. There,
based.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
Drop them.
Bam.
Nice. Okay. I think that's a good spot.
It's a good place to wrap it up.
Wow. What a great episode. I can't believe we spent so long on that superpower question. God, like, it was a great 25 one.
25 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah. Enjoyed it.
I feel like my answer changes on that question every time someone asks me. I always come up with a new superpower.
Like, no one said mind reading. That's an that's usually one that people do. But I think that is one that's very easy. That in itself can fuck you up. Because imagine.
Yeah, that one has a lot of negatives.
There's a lot of negatives.
Prior to that one, I would be like, whoever you mind read, the voice goes, I'm in your brain.
Fuck's sake. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all our patrons. As always, if you want to submit a question, you can do one on the link in the description, or go to pickaxe.uk and there's links on there. If you want to be a patron, go to patreon.com/0degrees. Go follow us on all our social medias. And thank you for listening. We hope you're having a good day, good week. We'll catch you all next time.
See you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Mwah.
Bye. 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 Bye.